Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt der Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. So until now we discussed the various averos that for that one would be Chayiv Skila. In this Perek, we're going to discuss the last of the Chayuve Skila mentioned in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, and that's the Ben Soyer Umoyer. Literally, the son that turns away and is rebellious. This is a young boy who steals money and uses it to buy meat and wine. And he eats it in a very not der cheretzlik way. And if he does this a number of times, even though he was warned and even though he was punished, there's something about the way he behaves that is an alarm that indicates to us he is going to live a life of stealing and killing to support his habit. And the Torah says, and you should know, that in the Gemara there's a machloikus whether it very rarely happened or it never happened. Because the conditions to be able to taka give someone nisa are almost impossible to meet. But the Torah wants us to understand what can happen. Someone has terrible habits when he's young and it's not fixed. But the Torah does tell us that if some conditions are met, he is put to death because we would rather he should die innocent and not guilty. Dr. Mishnah Weiter ben Soyer Umoyer, may aim a say nasa ben Soyer Umoyer. You told me before, this is one of the Chayuvei Skila. So, at what age can someone become a ben Soyer Umoyer? And for the Mishnah, Mishayavi shtei sa'orais. Literally, from when he grows two hairs, it means when he's 13 years old and a day, v'yad sheyakiv zokein. And the hairs have to have a certain shear. Hatachton, this refers to really hears in the lower part of his body, v'loya elyon, we don't mean his beard on his face. Ela shedibru chachamim b'loshen nekiyah. But Chazal used the word beard because they spoke with a loshen nekiyah, an edel, in a finer language. So basically, it's only right after his bar mitzvah for a short while. How do I know this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, ki yeh le'ish bein, if a man will have a son. So the word son teaches us two things. It teaches us ben v'loy bas, only a son can become a ben Soyer Umoyer and not a daughter, even if the girl acts the same way. It also teaches us ben v'lo ish, only a son can become a ben Soyer Umoyer and not a man. Now, even though usually we would say, okay, so it means under bar mitzvah, but here it can't mean under bar mitzvah. Hakatan pater, a katan has to be pater. Shlei balach lal mitzvahs. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs yet. A katan is only mechuyev in mitzvahs mitzad chinuch. So it can't be that he's punished for his actions. He's not mechuyev yet. On the other hand, it can't mean an adult, because it says ben. So we understand it's only a short period of time after his bar mitzvah. So quickly, chazering over, a ben Soyer Umoyer is only a short period after his bar mitzvah. That's the time period. And let's learn from the pasuk, yil ish ben, ben v'loy bas, ben v'loy ish. He can't be a katan, because a katan isn't chayiv in anything. And it can't be an ish, so it's only a short period of time after his bar mitzvah. There are many other restrictions as well. Like we're going to see, it's almost impossible to meet all the conditions. But the Torah does want to warn us that if someone doesn't fix his midos when he's young, it can get very, very dangerous when he gets older.